wrong with
women?
Feminized?
Actually, yeah, wrong with actually, feminization, sir, you don't need to get in my face. You don't need to get in my face.
Well, you're in our face. We can't hear.
Not in your face. Look at, I'm backing up. I'm backing up. I'm not in your face. Do they have an amplifier over there? Do they have an amplifier over there? See, now you're right in my face.
Yeah, because you're in my face.
I'm just going to preach on.
Turn it off.
I'm just going to preach on. I'm not turning it off. Not turning it off. We have our First Amendment rights.
Turn it off. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Test yourself to the Word of God, neighbor. You can walk away.
Turn it off.
You can walk away.
No,
yes, you can. The police are here, and you're going to be told you're harassing us. Here they come. You're harassing us. Go away. Now you're going to go away. They were already here. We're perfectly legal. Watch. Yeah, we're perfectly legal. We're standing here lifting up the truth of God.
That's disgusting that you consider.
You can go away now. You can go away. Now they're going to walk away when the police show up. We've asked you to walk away. We've asked you to walk away. Don't answer, brother. Don't answer a mocker. Just turn around. Don't answer a mocker. So let's see. We're going to start this. So what is feminization? Feminization is when women act outside of the order of God. And when men allow women to act outside the order of God. So yes, America is very feminized. Yes, America is very sinful in that way. Where do we see the first feminization? The first feminization we see is Eve in the garden. Eve goes and goes against the one commandment of God and listens to Satan and then takes the forbidden fruit to her husband, and he also sins. There's your first feminization. And then we see feminization all through the Bible. Women using their bodies, women using their power over men, women corrupting and usurping authority. But the Bible says that women are to learn in silence, 1 Corinthians 14. And the Bible says women are not to usurp authority or rebuke men or teach men. So the Bible's very clear. 1 Timothy 2, 1 Timothy 3, 1 Corinthians 14. Titus 1 says that an elder leader teacher must be the husband of one wife. That's pretty hard to do if you're a woman. Even though in this age we're living in, men are marrying men, women are marrying women, it still doesn't work. It's outside of God's order. And so, once again, we saw feminism. We saw ladies getting in our face demanding I stop. The police show up. They're standing on the corner talking to the police. And we have broke no laws.